AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP John Demers, the Justice Department's top national security official, is resigning after revelations the department secretly seized records from Democrats and members of the media. There are questions about what Demers knew about the Justice Department's efforts to secretly seize the phone data from House Democrats and reporters as part of an aggressive investigation into leaks. President Biden is in Brussels for the NATO summit. He wants more unity for allied nations to keep a couple of nations in check.
We have Russia that is not acting in a way that is consistent with what we had hoped, and as well as China.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is sharply dismissing allegations. His country is carrying out cyber attacks against the United States.
We have been accused of all kinds of things, election interference, cyber attacks, and so on and so forth. And not one time did they bother to produce any kind of evidence or proof.
Putin, speaking through an interpreter in an interview with NBC News, says it's become farcical. Putin meets later this week with President Biden in Geneva. The Supreme Court is considering whether to ban consideration of race in college admissions. The justices put off a decision about whether they will hear an appeal claiming Harvard discriminates against Asian American applicants. The court asked the Justice Department to weigh in on the case, a process that typically takes several months. The Supreme Court is leaving in place the convictions of two men who, as members of a white supremacist group, took part in a white nationalist rally in Virginia in 2017 that turned violent. The High Court didn't comment on why they turned away the cases. Israel has a new prime minister for the first time in 12 years after Naftali Bennett secured the backing of parliament and ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. There was a brief handover today in Israel. This is AP News. Tequila conjures up strong feelings in many drinkers. Good feelings for some, bad feelings for others.
There's still people out there that their first encounter with tequila what's a very bad quality tequila in which is going to be a back headache the next day.
Antonio Rodriguez with Patron says it's a bad rap. Deano Moncrief, founder of the London tequila and mezcal bar Hatcha, says when people drink too much, it's not just tequila they're drinking.
When really the fact is that they probably started the night drinking wine and then beer and then champagne, and then at some point maybe at 2 or 3 in the morning someone said, let's have tequila, and then tequila gets the blame.
Tequila is one of the fastest growing alcoholic drinks in the U.S. Stefan Okci with El Tequilino knows why.
Tequila isn't just the spirit to shoot. It's a really complex spirit with a lot of effort and time put into the production.
Celebrities have joined the craze with their own tequila brands. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.